God's house today to worship Him. Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a great service. I'm so thankful you all were able to come out and enjoy this with us. And I just hope that you came here with an attitude that you are going to be blessed. Not only that you're going to be blessed, but you're going to worship. You're going to sing great songs and worship the Lord. You're going to be with great friends and family and worship the Lord. And by the time you're done, you should walk out of here glowing as the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Let's all stand at this time. Brother Darrell is going to lead us in our opening prayer.
Father, we don't know how to express our gratitude. Your word tells us just to give our lives to you as a living sacrifice. And may that be the case this morning. That we will give ourselves totally to you in this service. And Father, your word also tells us that your Holy Spirit is here. That you want to do more for us than we can imagine.
Yes,
or think.
Lord.
Would you help us to put aside those things that the concerns of life, the cares of the world, and let you, through the Holy Spirit, minister, speak to us, touch us, heal us, anoint us this morning.
Yes.
Because you are God. Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Through you. I just give you thanks this morning that we have this opportunity to bow before you, sit before you, and enjoy a God that loves us so much that He wants to bless us abundantly today. I pray that you would be with the guests. I pray that you would be with the singers. May your spirit anoint them. That Lord, I don't know how to describe it. I just know that the Holy Spirit can work wonders, and we just give you the honor and the glory today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with your harp, with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. I don't know why you came here today, but I came here to worship Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that the whole reason of Christmas? Sometimes we get wrapped up in the commercialism and all those things. But the real reason to celebrate is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so today we are blessed. Today we are blessed because we know Jesus. We are blessed because we have life in Christ. And we're also blessed because we have two preacher's kids with us. Amen? Huh? Wow, you can't get away with a lot if you're a preacher's kid, can you, Sister Lorene? She knows a little bit about that too. Yes. So today we're really blessed. We have Sister Phyllis is with us today. She's a concert pianist and a songwriter. She's written songs for Standard Publishing's Vacation Bible School, which we have used here as well for over 20 years. Now that's a lot of beautiful songwriting. She's toured all over the United States sharing her faith with people. You see, she understands that scripture that says that we're not supposed to be ashamed of our faith in Jesus Christ, but we're supposed to go forth and proclaim it. And she has no problem doing that, do you, Sister?
No problem.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then we also have her husband, who he feels really privileged just to be married to a woman like Phyllis for as long as they've been married. You see, because behind every good man, there's a good woman. That's what I've heard anyway.
Amen.
And her husband, Frankie Valance, he's the famous 50s and 60s singer who sang songs like, you might recognize, like The Lion Sleeps Tonight, or This Magic Moment, or Unchained Melody. Frankie, he's had the opportunity to sing and be in front of over 35,000 people, to be on the ticket with people like Ronald Reagan and Crystal Gayle even. He's played with a couple of groups that you might have also heard, like The Byrds, The Platters, or The Box Tops. And so Frankie and Phyllis are here to lead us in worship today. They're going to share a great Christmas program skit. They're going to say some of the great songs they have and maybe even highlight a few of the classic oldies for us. So praise the Lord. Put your hands together. Let's welcome Frankie and Phyllis.
Ministry is going to be Phyllis Valens and her husband Frankie. Hey, you got it. They know. Well, whoever we are from Derby. We live in Derby, Kansas, down near Wichita, so we're not that far away from you. And we are just real happy today to be sharing not only the love of the Lord, but the story of the birth of our Savior, which is the greatest story ever told. So we're happy to be here and do that with you. A little bit more about us and what the pastor said. We do have between us, and actually we're in our 28th year of ministry, so first 18 years of our ministry we traveled around all over the United States, basically had no home during that time, and then came off the road in 08 due to health issues and thought we were done. So we moved to a small community, seniors, in Clearwater, Kansas, southwest of Wichita, and thought we were, you know, going to be there till Jesus comes.
Surprise,
yeah, right. He didn't come, obviously, and we're not there. It was during this time that God called Frankie to preach. And so we moved to a very small town called Syracuse, Kansas, and somebody here knows about that. They're basically kind of from that area. It's a very small world. It's a small town, too. And we moved there and preached at a Christian church there, which interestingly was the same church that Frankie's dad had preached at in 1978-79. Oh, wow. So it's kind of a serendipity thing going there, you know. Lived in the same parsonage his parents had lived in, so we had a good time for a year and a half, and then the Lord sent us back to Derby, and that's where we've been ever since. Between us, we have 7 children, we have 16 grandchildren, we have 5 great-grandchildren, so we're blessed with just a very, very nice family. God has just blessed us tremendously. Well, we're going to start into some Christmas music, and this gives you a little bit of a different kind of approach to this about country. There's something of country makes me smile. There's something of home makes me feel good.
When you put together country, home, and Christmas, you can't beat it by a country line. You hear words like howdy, how you doing? Good to see ya. Rolling off the lips of everybody. There's something about Christmas makes me love everybody. You can't beat it by a country mile. There's something about country makes me smile. There's something home makes me feel good. When you put together country, home, and Christmas, you can't beat it by a country mile. You hear words like howdy, how you doing, good to see ya. Rolling off the lips of everybody. There's something Christmas makes me love everybody. You can beat it by a country mile. There's something about Christmas makes me love everybody.
And you can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it
by a country
sing-along in your bulletin. Let's pull those out, and we're going to let you sing some good old Christmas carols. You may already know the words, and that's fine, but sometimes, since we only sing them one time a year, and I don't know why that is. But
now, if you can't sing, just make a joyful noise.
There you go. Right.
This guy on the end said he can't sing. If you hear Hermit the Frog, that's him.
Yeah, it does a Kermit thing, he said. Okay, tune that up. Here we go.
God bless you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of God. shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Would you pass those song sheets into the middle aisles, and maybe one of you guys or a couple of you guys can go pick them up for us? We'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
We're celebrating going into our 28th year of ministry this year. Phyllis herself has actually played piano since she was about 6 years old. Taught piano, like the pastor said, for about 20 years. And written for Christian Standard for 20 years, had her theme song for 2 years. Hundreds of thousands of youth have literally sang up to her music during Vacation Bible School. She's got an old piano CD out here, and I call it a tribute to her while she's still living. She hated going to the studio. In fact, the studio engineer had to fool her. He said, "Why don't you practice a song, and then when you get it down, then we'll record it." So she did a wonderful job. She said, "Oh, I wish you would have recorded it." He said, "I did." Without further ado, I'd like to introduce my wife, Phyllis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That did happen. You say record, and I go, clutch. But anyway, it's been a joy to be able to share talents and abilities, and I will. I do tell people, I know God gifted me, but I practiced. And, you know, you don't just get into your places with just God's gift, you know. We want to give it back to Him in A1 condition. And so in your case, if you have a gift, make sure that you are doing what you can with that gift. Sometimes it means taking a class. Pastor's wife said she had to go back to school and take some more training. That took a lot of effort on her part and the part of the family. I know it did. But she was wanting to give back her gift even to a greater degree. And in my case, it meant taking piano lessons starting at age 6. You know, whatever your gift is. And, you know, singing and playing the piano are not the only two gifts. There's a gift of handing out the bulletins. There's a gift of cleaning the church. There's a gift of hospitality. I don't have that gift. My mother didn't have that gift, and I certainly appreciate other people who do. But whatever it is, and if you have that gift, make the best food you can make. Whatever it is, make sure you do that. I'm going to play a number that often we think of. It's called The Holy Night, and often we think of kind of a peaceful, quiet, you know, blending of that song, O Holy Night. But you know what? When that whatever group of host of angels came out and proclaimed that night peace on earth, I don't think they said, peace on earth, goodwill to man.
Amen. Right.
I don't think they did that. I think it was a big sound coming out of the sky. So that's the approach I'm going to take on this song.
Thank you.
if you were listening to the pop music of the 50s and 60s, but maybe you're hearing it being sung in the 60s and the 70s, then you're hearing music being recorded, as Pastor mentioned, this magic moment, which was Frankie's signature song during the time he was singing. He also recorded the song Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and She Cried, and yeah, a little bit later on, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We don't do those songs on a Sunday morning during our worship service, but if you want to stay at the end of the service, he'll do a couple of those a little bit later on. But as we talk about Frankie, and I do this, sometimes people do ask and say, Phyllis, tell us how you met. Here to tell you this morning, I didn't know he's Frankie Valens when I married him.
Yeah,
you know. Okay, probably your next thought is you two really ought to communicate. Well, I came into a church as the choir director, and Frankie was singing in the choir, but he was going by his birth name of Frank Piper, because Frankie Valens had been a stage name for him back in 1967 to 1972 when he was out there singing. Things that happened in his past that were hurtful, he just basically didn't want to talk about them or deal with them. So I just knew that Frank Piper had this beautiful voice. He said it was love at first sight. No, I know. I said, leave me alone. I did. However, after a couple of years of him not leaving me alone, I called him one day and I said, Frank, let's get married. Ladies, how you doing? Work for me? Yeah. Well, you can imagine how excitedly he said,
leave me alone.
You had your chance, you know.
32 years ago.
Yes. So anyway, yes. That was 32 years ago. I say all of that to introduce you to my husband, Frankie Valens.
And it's funny how God puts you in your path to keep you humble for the rest of your life.
Amen. What can I say? It's at our job description, ladies, huh?
Just yes. The ladies are laughing.
They know that.
And it's few trader men.
Can't help you.
Well, if you came to see Richie Valens, I'm sorry, you all had to go back home. He died in a plane crash in 1959. I am not resurrected from the dead. Not Frankie Valli with the Four Seasons. There was a lot of Frankies and Bobbies when I was singing. I had my hits, they had their hits. Of course, I was in concert with some of the biggest names in show business, and the pastor mentioned some of those, took some of my thunder away, but I'm glad he was able to do it instead of me. But I had groups. The latest group I had, I had a big hit out there called She Cried. And I didn't want to really pursue, because here it was in the fifth year of me singing as a pop singer, and the band was taking drugs. And I can tell you right now, as God is my witness, I've never in my entire life ever taken drugs. I've never in my entire life ever smoked a cigarette. Now, it's choices we make in life. You young people, if you hear this, if I'd taken those drugs or smoked the cigarettes, I probably wouldn't have the voice I've got today. I know that for a fact. I thank the Lord that I've made some good decisions. I'm not Mr. Goody Two Shoes here. I made some terrible mistakes in my life, but God's in a forgiving business. Amen?
Amen.
I traveled with the big names. I was an extra in a couple of movies and showcased in Las Vegas at the Sahara Hotel. Like he said, I've sung it. Actually, 25,000 could only fit in one building. That was a new Delta Center. And the other 10,000 was in the Salt Palace. So by satellite, all 35,000 were seeing me live. And then I went over to the Salt Palace, and so all 35,000 got to see me again with a different concert. But I enjoyed singing for 5 years. I had girls chasing me. I had bodyguards riding around in limousines. I had girls chasing me.
Watch it. You did say that once. Once is enough.
But that's the best part.
Once is enough.
Anyway. I did it for 5 years. I enjoyed this limelight, but when I was in Las Vegas, it was one of the last appearances I made before I went to Fort Collins, Colorado at the big college there. And I told the group, I said, I don't think I want to be with the group anymore, because they couldn't play unless they were high on something. Well, we were being showcased that night, and I was laying across the bed, and somebody threw an apple at me and said, I know you haven't eaten all day. Here, have an apple. I looked at that apple and I thought, you know, God made that apple so perfect and so complete. The same way he made me perfect and complete. And here I am glorifying myself instead of God who created me in the first place. He gave me the talents. Here I was glorifying myself when he deserved all the praise and the glory for the talents he'd given me. So that turned my life around. We went up to Fort Collins, sang at the college, and that's when I said, tonight's my last night. My dad was preaching in a church in Denver, and I decided to quit the band, totally, completely, cold turkey, and started going to church. That turned my whole life around. Amen. But when dad moved away, I went to another church, and I met Phyllis. And all the rest is history.
And that turned your life around.
Yeah, Phyllis and Frankie Valens. That's how far it's come. Anyway, I enjoyed singing. I've met some wonderful people over the years. But we've been in the mission now in our 28th year, and we've met so many good pastors and people all across the nation. So we meet in thousands and thousands of people. So if we don't recognize you right off, please forgive us, because even some people were here last night, I forgot who they were when they dressed up this morning. Even the pastor, I didn't know who he was. I said, we really dress up nice. Anyway, I have a testimonial song. It's called Praise the Lamb of Calvary. It's written in the 50s style, but it's not a 50s song. Listen to the lyrics. It's my testimony in song. Jesus is my Savior. He died on Calvary. He gave this life that I might live. His blood has set me free. So I'll praise him and I'll serve him for all eternity. Praise the Lamb of To serve him is to live. So I'm holding on to Jesus and the promises he gives. What a joy to know he loves me and to know that I am his. Praise the Lamb of Calvary. I've never known love like this in my life. A love that is faithful and true. I'm going to serve him all the days of my life, 'cause I know what my Savior can do. To love him is to serve him. To serve him is to live. So I'm holding on to Jesus and the promises he gives. What a joy to know he loves me and to know that I am his. Praise the Lamb of Calvary. Praise the Lamb of Calvary. Praise the Lamb of kind of king.
was a star up in the sky, shining down to all who see the way. For weary souls searching to find what I can bring, I long to know what kind of
this world.
going down himself.
Who told you?
I said he's going down himself.
What?
Why?
Well, who told you?
Well, this morning during devotions, he called up Michael and Gabriel and began to tell them in front of us all about the plan.
Why do I always miss the good parts?
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was at Bethany helping little Lydia across that icy bridge again. But do go on. What is the plan?
It has to do with the prophet's predictions.
So, the day of the Lord is finally here.
Yes.
I guess I'll wait till my time and help Lydia. If he's bringing it all to close now, well, she'll be up here with us soon anyway.
Not going to be that simple. He plans to straighten out things down there.
Why do you say Moses or Elijah or Gabriel?
Well, he will each in their appointed time. They can only take a message, though. But I do hear that Gabriel is to arrange the entrance preparations.
Oh, wow. I can see it all now. All those humans running around in the business. All of a sudden, the sun and the stars and the sky roll back. And now the deep of his eternity, he steps foot on their planet. Oh, I wish I could be there to see their faces. And how about old Augustus? He'll fall right off his pedestal.
No, I don't think it's going to happen that way. He doesn't even plan to show up at Rome.
Not Rome?
No.
So he's going to Jerusalem. Imagine the high priest will look up and there he is. Won't that just wrinkle his robe?
I doubt that will happen.
Well, don't tell me he won't see the high priest.
Oh, he'll see the high priest and all his council, but I doubt that they'll recognize him.
Not recognize the Lord of Glory? What's he planning to do? Disguise himself?
Yeah, in a way.
Well, why did he want him to know who he is?
Well, I think he wants them to recognize him by his life and his works, not by his appearance.
Well, I'm assuming he'll go as a man, a Jewish man, no doubt.
No, he plans to make his entry as a baby.
A what?
A baby. A humanette.
Incredible. But isn't he taking a big chance? The security will be fantastic. Well, we'll have to form a couple of myriads of bodyguards 24 hours a day.
He's going to be on his own.
And turn him loose of that pack of crazies?
Now, do you think that there's any way they can harm him against his will?
Well, of course, he'll be taken with power with him. Can't you imagine little Tyke lying in his mother's arms 1 minute, then jumping up to the next to give a Roman soldier a karate chop?
No. He plans to use his power to help people. He doesn't find it necessary to just show all of his credentials, but he does already have the mother picked out.
I hope it's not Lydia's mother.
Who?
The little girl from Bithynia. Imagine letting your four-year-old walk across a slit bridge like that. Well, anyway, I guess he's picked out a priest's family or a family of the Pharisees?
No, she's a poor young unknown by the name of Mary. Now, this is where we have to be kind of quiet, because I don't want all the angels in the galaxy to hear this, but he is going to be born in a stable, a cattle stall, right in the stench of earthly hay and stubble.
But that's criminal. It can't be. I won't allow it. I protest.
To whom?
I just don't see the purpose in all this.
Well, you and I know how much he loves them, so this is where we figure in. He wants us to line up a few witnesses to record the event for future generations.
How about 1,000 men from each of the 12 tribes of Israel?
He said just a few.
How about 100
each? A few.
Well, how about a politician, a lawyer, a news reporter, and a scribe, of course?
That definitely won't do. Besides, he does already have him picked out. Here's the list.
Let me see here. 3 astrologers from Arbela? Where's that?
I think it's on the east side of the Tigris.
But they're foreigners. Outsiders.
I know. Check the rest of the list.
Jason, Demas, and Achaeus? Who were they?
Shepherds, I think.
Just common, ordinary hillside shepherds?
Well, it is his style, you know. I mean, take a look at Abraham and... Who was David? And where was Moses when the bush caught on fire?
I see what you mean.
One thing does bother me about that, though. Who down there would believe the shepherds?
Lydia would.
Oh, yes. I love those humanettes. They believe anything we tell them.
They do until Satan gets a hold of them. By the way, what will he be doing all this time? He won't like this one bit.
No, I figure he's going to be trying to incite the humans to hateful and brutal actions.
Oh, you don't think they'll keep falling for his old lines, do you?
They're pretty much like putty in his hands most of the time. But I do hear that our Lord's going to pull off some pretty big miracles, and then there's the final presentation.
When's that?
We don't know. It's top secret.
Now, let me review now. All we have to do is go down, talk to the shepherds, and come back up here and let him do the rest, right?
Right. Oh, there's the preliminary signal. Let's get ready to go, okay?
Oh, wow, I thought it wouldn't have anything to do until the bridge freezes over again.
No, no, now remember, just a few shepherds, and please don't scare them.
I promise.
Okay, there's the signal, let's go.
Do you think we can stop by Bethany on the way back? It's about time for Lydia to say her prayers.
I suppose.
I just love the way she prays.
Yeah, but hurry.
I'm right behind you, but I was wondering, what if it doesn't work out the way we think? What if there's a lot of resistance to the plan? Down there as a vulnerable human, why, he could get himself killed.
Don't be ridiculous.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will to all men.
Probably the most famous Christmas carol and the absolute probably favorite Christmas carol is Silent Night. Everybody knows it. The whole world knows it. And you know, if it weren't for an organist back in the 1800s, we'd never have that carol today. It's an interesting story. Now to check it out, the story of the Silent Night, how we got that story. We're going to do that as part of this medley, and when we do, we encourage you to sing along with.
Oh,
joy to be with you today. I have to say, you're probably one of the best singing congregations we've ever been in. And that's a joy to hear that that much joy coming from you. And I don't say that lightly. We've been in hundreds of churches. So we appreciate that. But thank you for inviting us here for this special time this morning. This part and this last song will close out our program. And it's kind of a fun song. And we're going to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas in both Spanish and in English. So if you know both of them, you'll know it. And if you do, we really encourage you to sing along.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We ought to have you stand. It's very hard to sit on this song.
Don't sit on a song.
Don't sit on it. Stand on a song.
Don't sit on a song. Yeah, we don't want you sitting on a song. You want to stand up? Okay. Feliz Navidad. Okay. Here we go.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad.
Okay, in English, here we go.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, oh, oh.
Feliz Navidad.
All right.
Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Okay, let's declare it.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for inviting us here this morning. It's been a pleasure to be here. You may be seated. Pastor Allen, thank you.
Everybody enjoy the program so far today. Yeah, praise the Lord. Good stuff. Where's my hug? Where's my hug? Well, wasn't it the Phyllis and Frankie show?
Yeah,
so I had to hug her first. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, brother. You had told us how everything had been turned around since you were married. Praise the Lord. I thought when they pulled out those gloves, they were going to come slap me with them. You know what I mean? You see that in the old cartoons? They pull off that glove and wham! Then you got it. But boy, they started playing fair. So that was really nice. I really enjoyed that too. This time, we're going to have our morning offering. And so if our ushers would please come forward at this time, we'll have our offering.
Sure.
Baby. There. Nope. Strike one.
Second root. Upward.
There we go. Dun, dun, dun. Woo! All right. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Dave, would you bless our offering, sir?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this gorgeous day that you've given us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this entertainment you've given us. Lord, you just bless them with a voice and just entertainment that we all enjoy today. Thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, it's just so many things in this world that are going wrong, and it's so nice to have some enjoyment.
Yes, Lord.
We really enjoyed it. Lord, be with our leaders of this world.
Yes.
As they try to figure out how to do this right, Lord. Guide them, Lord.
Yes.
They need you terribly.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, it's just all of our government people, our military people. Be with them, Lord. just be with all of our families as we travel back home, that everybody makes it back safely.
Thank you.
And the Lord bless these tithes and offerings we're about to receive. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. On Sunday night service, we were talking about how do we learn to be able to present our testimonies to one another. So we talked about for the past several Sunday services about what is it about witnessing? How can we share the great news of Jesus Christ? Whether it be in a skit like that was done today, whether it be in great music that we heard today, or how can we share our personal journey with our Lord Jesus Christ? And so what we have been working on Sunday night, this last Sunday particularly, was how to write down our testimony and be able to share. And so tonight, those of you that have prepared are going to be able to share your testimony. And so please do. It's going to be a great service. That's tonight at 6. Mm-hmm. Also, Tuesday night, don't forget we have prayer services on Tuesday night. You may have some burdens that you need to bring to the Lord. Burdens that you can't share with any other human being on the face of this planet. Or maybe God has done something so amazing in your life, you know, what? I just want to give you praise and glory, Lord. And so you want to come to our prayer service. We sing a song, we share a little scripture, kind of like a devotion, about 10, 15 minutes. And then we spend the rest of the time praying and fellowship. Yeah. Great, great service. Yeah. That's Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, this Wednesday, instead of our normal Bible study, we'll get together and we'll have our potluck like we usually do about 6. And then at 6:30, we're going to board up on the bus and other vehicles. And we're going to go sing Christmas carols all over Emporia. So we're going to bring the joy of Christmas to other people's houses, maybe some that can't get out. And so be thinking about some people. Maybe there's a family member or a friend or somebody you care about that just needs the spirit of Christmas, that maybe doesn't even know who Jesus is, and you want us to go sing to them. Bring that to us on Wednesday. We'll go out there and we'll sing as good as we possibly know how to be able to bring glory to the Lord and share and have fun singing Christmas carols. So all kinds of great, exciting things. Then on Monday the 18th, which is coming up pretty shortly, we do our service out at Abundant Harvest. And so we'll be out there 5:15, being able to meet and help feed some of the people in Emporia and take care of them. It's a great time, not only just to serve food to people, but to talk with people, to pray with people, and just enjoy the people in our community. Get to know some people maybe you've never met before. Great way to use the gifts God blessed us with to serve others. And so we'll be doing that. And then the following Wednesday, so this Wednesday is Christmas Carol. Next Wednesday is going to be our Christmas church Christmas party. So that's where we get together and we'll probably play our passing game, which always turns out to be a lot of fun and very confusing. And then also what we'll do is we'll do our white elephant gift exchange. So that'll be fun, all while we read the Christmas story and understand what we're really celebrating. It's not anything about gifts, but it's about the fellowship and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's going to be absolutely awesome services. And so anyway, I invite you to any one of those. There's all kinds of other things going on in the back of our bulletin too. But those are some of the great upcoming events. Does anybody else have any other announcements that they need to share today? Any other announcements? Yes, Sister Carol.
The third Sunday in January, we're going to start the Kershaw ministry again at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, sounds good. So if you like to knit, crochet, And are any of those things, or have any clue how to do those, or you don't have any clue how to do those and you want to learn, there's plenty of people that can teach you. It's not just for ladies. There are men that can do it too. The prayer shawls have gone over to 7 different states and 4 different countries. We've given away over, 67, I think, maybe even more than that since then. But lots and lots of prayer shawls have gone over and blessed all kinds of people. I'm going to close with some prayer. Then if you want to stay and enjoy, they're going to share a couple of highlights from some times that were, they were so long ago. I wasn't even in my mother's womb back then. So many of you guys remember those days. No, I can't say I remember that day. I wasn't alive. I did hear some of that on that. What was that? Time Life Music, maybe. They play some of those things. And there are some
elevators.
Yeah, elevators. You hear all that stuff on elevators. No, terrible. So we'll do that. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us today, God. It's just so amazing to hear about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God. You could have come in any way. You could have come and done anything for us. But you know what, God? You sent your most precious thing, the most precious thing that you ever had, your only begotten Son. And God, someone who died on the cross, he had to live like a human. He breathed like a human. He was tempted in all ways, just like we are. But you know what, God? He never sinned. He was the perfect sacrifice. Because he loved us so much. And so, God, we thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for that precious gift. Lord, as we give gifts this year, help us to think about the real reason we celebrate Christmas. It's because of the gift you've given us, Lord. Thank you, God. And for those of you that know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, no matter what happens today, tomorrow, or in the future, when God calls you, you're going to be home in heaven. A beautiful place.
Amen.
But if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today may be the day that God is knocking on your heart and asking you to come and know him. He's the only one that can forgive you for your sins. He's the only one on earth that will love you closer than a brother. He's the only one on earth that will love you unconditionally. You see, people sometimes are fickle, Lord. We love people when they're doing good things, and we get irritated at them when they're doing bad things. But you know what, God? You love us no matter what we do. You love us, and so we thank you for that, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd just be with all of us this week, Lord. I pray that we came in to worship, and as we leave, we'll leave to serve others and help others. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Help us to remember this wonderful Christmas season and give you praises all the time. For it's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a round of applause today. Amen. Amen.
My signature song back in 1968. If you were listening to radio, you would have heard this song. This magic moment. Is that a gray hair? So different, so new and like any other. Until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise, I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than a summer night. Everything I want to have, whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment. Close to mine lasts forever till the end of time. Whoa, 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 whoa. I chased that woman for 2 years.
Amen,
two
brother.
Whole years. Until she caught me. Sweeter than wine, softer than a summer night. Everything I want to have, whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, when your lips are close to mine. Oh, write the song. Yes, do we have some Wema Weppers for this next song that was written in 1928?
All right, yeah.
Young people, yes. Older people, come we just need some Wema. You don't have to say.
Anybody who wants to come up, you put it on your resume. You sang the Frank Ballad.
All right, let's do it. Why I'm back here.
Okay. I'm on my way.
All the way kind of continuing to that testimony song that he shared with you about the lamb. Thought that was a beautiful, beautiful song on there. And then there's instrumentals, all kinds of great, great Christian gospel music, kind of whatever you're really interested in. And also, what a great opportunity to be able to have such famous group of people that really love the Lord. Isn't it good to see people that love the Lord?
Amen.
Right now we hear about so many things that are amazing, but we had a refreshing day. We had a wonderful Christmas day. And so I just hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I hope to see you back at some of our more events in the future. So thank you again for coming. You're dismissed. Woo.